Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Spring Ahead edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. You can also find the link to our audio archives on the homepage of MarthaNorwalk.com. It's at the bottom of the page, and that's where you can listen to our past shows if you miss something or want to hear it again or share it with others. All right, I want to remind you, if you haven't been paying close attention or you just joined us, we have not given away Missing Link yet this show. So what does that mean? Has to happen in this hour. So pay attention. And when you hear me give you the missing link words of the day, pick up your phone. And as long as you call, within a relatively short period of time, you'll get through. I mean, we just know everybody's kind of laid back on Sundays. So it isn't, you don't have to think you just can't possibly call it quickly enough. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And also remember, phone lines are open this hour for your questions or comments for our ladies from BioClean. If you've got questions about animal hoarding, hoarding in general, cleanups, whatever, 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And of course, you can email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, so we're just getting into now. I would imagine that maybe the emotional or mental stability and condition of the humans is very similar whether we're dealing with object hoarding or collecting or animal hoarding, is it not?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're attached to everything, even, you know, it can be trash, animals, you know, the collecting items, like you're saying, figurines, you know, they have an emotional relationship, if you will, with everything.
And you don't always know if you meet someone outside of their household. Is that correct? I mean, it isn't always obvious that you're dealing,
no.
Right?
Some of our clients, I mean, have been actual nurses, firemen, I mean, psychologists themselves. I mean,
really?
You know, these people, like I said, are labeled incorrectly. These are very compassionate people, intelligent people, and, you know, that can hold and maintain jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, their household is completely different. People are unaware of it, you know. You might, signs would be if they never let you into their house and they always meet you outside or they always meet you somewhere else would tell you.
So that's the kind of thing to look mm-hmm. for. And just even if you meet them outside of the house, it's not necessarily obvious. Now, in some situations with animal hoarding situations, that's how it is discovered because neighbors complain.
Correct.
You said sometimes, you know, rats, noise,
mm-hmm.
Smell.
Mm-hmm.
But in the majority of cases, you say there is no outward evidence, so to speak.
No, not unless, you know, maybe they have piles around their yard of clutter as well, so that their outside is similar to their inside. Or if they have vehicles parked in front of their house where maybe their car that they use on a daily basis is full as well. You know, that sometimes people, because they're sleeping in their car because they've, you know, can't get back into their bedroom at some point, you know, so it could vary. I mean, you just don't know.
That's interesting because, you know, I've lived out in the country areas for on and off for the last 20 years or more now. And a lot of times that's kind of common driving out in the country. You know, there's all kinds of beat up cars.
Right.
You know, around the property and just junk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like normal. But does that necessarily, that can be indicative of a problem inside as well?
It could be.
But maybe not, huh?
You know, it depends. A lot of times houses, you know, all of the shrubbery around the house is overgrown, so you can't see the windows. Or if you can see the windows, the blinds are never opened. Or if they don't have blinds or they're torn or something, there's boxes in front of the window, piles where you can't see through the windows.
Okay, that's a good sign. Now, but you've also told me, because, you know, initially I think that usually it's poorer areas of town or, you know, questionable areas where you find this. But like
no,
Chris
not
is
always.
Shaking her head. You're all shaking your heads. Not
no,
the case, huh?
Not the case.
No. We've driven into neighborhoods and you drive through, and like I said, because you couldn't tell from the outside, you have to double check the address. And are you sure this is the right place? Until you go up and knock on the door, and they open the door, and you say, "Wow, look at this!" Like I said, you know, they can be in any profession, you know, and you wouldn't know.
So even the nicest areas,
right?
There can be a problem. So just because your friend or your relative, you know, is in a nice area, and things look okay from the outside, does not mean there isn't a problem.
Right.
And I got to imagine that people that are around people that have problems like this, you are having intuitions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whether you admit it or not, or you know, there will be, because, you know, we don't just operate out of our most commonly used senses. You'll get a feeling in your gut or the thought will occur to you. Just remember, nothing comes out of the blue. It all comes from somewhere. And if you suspect something, you have an inkling of something, you don't feel good when you get there, pay attention. And then so go. What are the signs, again, to look for in family and loved ones that there may be a problem?
Like I said, you know, if family situations, I've went to clients' houses where when I've met with, you know, the family member, the daughter, and I did it recently and I said, "Well, when's the last time you've been in their house?" And she said, "It's been a couple of years." She says, "They always come to my house." you know, or they always meet us at the restaurant, or I always pick her up and she's outside already waiting for me when I drive up. You know, those are really good signs, you know, or like I said, how their car looks. You know, usually people, if their house is a mess, their car's a mess. And I mean mess by you can't see the back seat. It's piled with, you know, trash or papers or books or whatever.
Wow. So if those are kind of signs that you're seeing, then then is it appropriate for someone then to try to push a little bit? And, gee, can I come in? You know, can I come in? Or, gee, I'd like a glass of water before I drive home. Or can I use your bathroom?
Right.
Maybe something like that to see what the response is?
I think so, because most of these people, when we go into them, the pathways that they're living in, the piles, I mean, you know, they have boxes and papers over heaters, you know, piles higher than, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet, and that could tip over at them at any time, you know. And if it was my family member, I would feel horrible if I knew that they were living in that situation where at any time something could happen. And firefighters will go into these homes when there's a fire or other scene, and, you know, puts them at a higher risk. They'll do everything they can to get people out, but they might not necessarily try to save the home because it's unsafe for them to be in it.
Okay, so let's say now, because I think we can put it all in the same category, objects or animals.
Right.
If we know or suspect there's a problem like that, what are the first steps? How do you address that? What do you do? Is it like call you guys? Do you coach people or families or relatives or friends?
Yes. And a lot of times, you know, like I said, developing the relationships, we may even start out with a phone call or an email, wherever people are comfortable with. So we're talking to them, you know, over the phone about what we can or can't do to help them. Or a next step, maybe if it's that bad, that they should call, you know, Adult Protective Services or something. If we find out that the situation, like they have, you know, too many animals and there possibly could be dead animals and they're living in that type of an environment, you know, that maybe they need to call animal control to go check on them or something like that. Just the first step. But a lot of times family, you know, they want to help so bad, but yet they don't want something bad to happen to their family member as well. So they're kind of caught in the middle of it. So we can try to go over with animal control or APS or whatever, and we can try to, you know, let them know it's okay. We can get you help. We don't have to take every animal away necessarily or take all of their items. We just need to get it to somewhat of a safe environment, you know, maybe a wider pathway and lower stacks and things away from heaters and less animals, you know.
Okay, so you can work with people.
Right.
In their comfort zones, because I wonder if it's an animal hoarding situation, and once authorities get called in, like animal control or something, don't they just go in and take everything? And
no, not necessarily. It depends. Depends on the city and the counties. You know, some cities and counties have limits to how many animals you can or can't have. So they'll go in and check the welfare of the animals to see, you know, are they all sick or. Do they have, you know, 20 cats or do they have 5 cats, you know, and see what they can do, you know, let them know if they, you know, what choices that they do have. And then we try to help them place the animals in homes. You know, we find, you know, we'd call like you, for instance, and say, hey, we have, you know, 5 cats that need really good homes. Can you help us out? Or, you know, any no-kill shelters, anything like that, that we can do. We will help people find places for their animals if they realize, okay, I can't keep them all. You're right. I can't do this.
Well, okay.
The one thing I would like to add, too, is coming into these homes, before they'll even let us in, we're building a trust relationship with them. And these people haven't let anybody in their homes, let alone a stranger. And so we build this trust with them. And the other thing we do is everything's confidential. I was into a woman's home that had 9 cats. And there was a city ordinance that you couldn't have over 3. And so we had to build this trust relationship that I wasn't going to go to the authorities because she wanted to keep
her cats.
So
she'd know you weren't going to turn her in.
Right. And of course I wouldn't. You know, that's her life. And she needs to figure out how she's going to deal with that. We try to educate her.
And 9 cats is not necessarily an unreasonable amount of cats. You could
absolutely.
Reasonably take, I mean, I have 6, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
But I remember years ago, like when I lived in Seattle, that the actual law is for pets. But even Animal Control came out with a statement, especially with all the feral cats and all the rescues trying to get people to adopt. They said, well, yeah, the limit is four, but we're not gonna come take, you know, get you in trouble and take your animals away if you have more than four cats, as long as you're, you know, caring for them responsibly and
exactly.
nobody's complaining. You know, then right. it's okay to have more.
And people that have acreage, it's not outrageous to have more mm-hmm. than six cats, you know, especially if they're barn cats. That's how people keep the rodents down. You know, Mother mm-hmm. Nature just kicks in and, you know, the progression takes over. So I don't think that people necessarily have to get rid of all their animals. And I think that's what a lot of them are afraid of. And that's mm-hmm. why they don't call. These are their babies.
Yeah.
You know, they take care of them for the most part. The ones that, you know, where there's feces in the cabinets, the fridge, the bathtubs, you know. Another telltale sign with our hoarders and our collectors are, look at them. When was the last time they showered? Usually they're not showering because they can't get to the bathtub because it's full, whether it's feces, clothing, objects, what have you. And the smell, usually there's an odor that lingers with some of them when they're really in over their heads and not showering.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors so we stay on time, have to stay on time the last hour of the show. But before we do that, I just want to clarify, because Teresa sent me an email, and I may have misspoken when I did current events. I thought I was clear, but maybe I was not. But the fee for the guinea pig adoptions this month at Seattle Animal Shelter is $15. But the fee for the Chihuahuas 1 year and older this month at the Humane Society is $50. And I thought I did that, but maybe 50 sounded like 15, but she was concerned that it sounded like 15. But $15 for guinea pigs at the Seattle Animal Shelter. $50 for Chihuahuas 1 year and older at Seattle Humane. Is everybody clear?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. All right, now we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Stay right where you are, because more about animal hoarding when Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed high-quality, all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you're home cooking, the food food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that means some of the important stuff is destroyed. Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a Missing Link formula for dogs, two for dogs, actually, one for cats, one for birds. There is the Wellness Blend that's a vegetarian mix for sensitive animals that you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little house critters as well. And there are horse formulas available, and a more potent formula is available from your veterinarian. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health at 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And if you'd like to win some for free, the Missing Link words of the day are spring forward.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, chat with women on 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Okay, the pigs are going to wallow in the mud in our messes. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World, and for that I say thank you. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, the women from BioClean are here. Teresa's here, Lisa's here, Chris is here. They clean up serious messes with a heart. And we're talking hoarding, animal hoarding. We've been talking about how to recognize signs, how to kind of start sneaking in the back door to work about help. And certainly if anyone has concerns about hoarding or animal hoarding of any kind, it would be okay for them to call you up, wouldn't it? And you could coach them a little bit as to, and if they're the ones that has the problem, like you said, or if it's for, you know, family or relatives, that sort of thing. You guys take the time to get to know people first.
We do. We have resources as well, access to specialty therapists and support groups.
Super.
That can offer help.
So you're a great first step. If you guys have any questions, you call BioClean. And that's, by the way, you can access the website at www.biocleanwa.com. And if you're driving, can't write it down, don't worry about it. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com. Go to my website when you get home. Click on the BioClean link on the homepage, and that will take you to the website. But if people need to call you, what's your phone number?
888-412-6300.
That's 888-412-6300. It's so funny when I said, what's the phone number? Mom points to daughter, daughter points to mom. It's like, doesn't anybody know the phone number? They all know
it. I don't call it very often. So.
Well, it's true. You know, how many, you know, do you sometimes forget your own phone number?
Yes.
That's happened to me in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't ever call my own number, but I do now. Let's see. So 888-412-6300. Now, we have a question that when in an animal hoarding situation, there could be areas outside that are problems. And it's, how do you clean up the outdoor animal contamination? And do you have to do anything to the soil and that sort of thing in situations like that?
What we would do is we would go in and help the people and try to educate them how to maybe get on top of it and how to stay on top of it. And if there was a situation where there was odor coming from it, I would probably suggest removing the top layer of soil and seeing if that helps. You can always resort to chemicals and lime and stuff, but I really hate to do that when the animals are, you know, still in contact with the ground. So I would probably suggest removing the top layer if it's, you know, over abundance of fecal matter and urine that just hasn't been cleaned up in years. That's about all you can really do, especially if they're going to continue to habitat that area.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Now, I'm curious with situations that involve, you know, people that have gotten into this situation, either a collecting or a hoarding situation or the animal hoarding situation. We've talked about how gently you go into it and building a relationship and gaining trust. But what about once the job is done? If you just clean up the messes for these people or just deal with the animal, is that enough?
No, not necessarily. Most people we stay in contact with, we try to, you know, follow up with phone calls, surprise visits, you know, stop in the neighborhood. And again, like Kristen was saying, we have resources, you know, so we can get them that aftercare that they need, the support groups, the therapy. There's tons of really easy reading books that they can take part in reading, some for family members in general, just to help them so they have a better understanding. And sometimes people will want us to come back. You know, they'll even call us a few months down the road and say, you know, I feel like I'm getting back into it again. I need you to come over, you know. Mm. And that's what we're there for, you know, stopping by. And, you know, we'll go over there and give them little homework assignments, if you will, and say, hey, you do this and do this, and then I'll come back in a week or 2 weeks. You know, and if you've made a pile that you're ready to give to a shelter or donate, I'll go ahead and take it for you. And, you know, I won't charge for that. I'll stop by and just grab the bag of items.
See, that's what amazes me about this company, folks. I mean, they're doing these things out of the goodness of their heart. Mm-hmm. So you actually have clients that you do just call up.
Oh, yeah.
You do just drop in sometimes.
Right.
And it's like they become part of your family. I'm just amazed at what you, and Teresa's got this big old smile on her face and her eyes are sparkling and Lisa's got a twinkle in her eye too. I mean, you really love what you do and you care about these people.
Oh yeah. I mean, nobody deserves to live that way, you know, and if they have a traumatic event in their life that's triggered this, it's genetic or they just have gotten so deep that they can't get out, you know, they shouldn't have to live that way. There should be help for them. And so we can go out there and give them the help that they need. And we don't want to see them go back, you know. We want to know that, you know, they got their money's worth from us. We cleaned it up. They're living good. They're enjoying their life again. And we don't want to see it repeated, you know. So we want to be their friend and help them as much as we can. And sometimes it's, you know, a lot of it's because these people don't have any family left or they don't have friends because of that situation. And they're still trying to, you know, renew friendships and family members to say, look, my house is clean. Come back.
Mm. So, well, and I wonder if there are like a friend and family members that don't just wash their hands of, you know, either friends or family. And then, I mean, you know, because what you don't see, you don't have to deal with sort of thing. It's kind of that, you know, or that, you know, head in the sand sort of thing. Do you find that that's the case? I mean, because obviously you guys care and you follow up.
Right. We do. We see that a lot. That happens. And again, because of the lack of education, the people don't understand why they're living this way. It's not because they're lazy or they don't care, you know. And that's, again, like I said, you know, some of those support groups that are out there are for family and friends. Some of the books are for family and friends. You know, the therapy works with family and friends as well as the hoarder themselves, you know, to help them in any way that they can so that they do get an understanding. You know, we're pretty excited. Some of the therapists that we work with, they've just recently coming out in May, the medical diagnostic book is going to finally have a code for hoarding in May.
Oh.
It's taken them several years to come out, and now that they're actually going to have something that they can help these people with through the medical field to know this is an illness in some people that they need help.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, do you run into situations where you've got to deal with a situation, could be object or, you know, collecting, hoarding, animal sort of thing, and the people responsible or the person responsible doesn't want to deal with it?
Absolutely.
Well, what do you do about that?
Those ones are not fun. Usually those ones are in condominiums, community living.
Oh.
And the mice and rats are in one unit, and they've tracked them down to that one.
Now, you have people living in a condominium unit,
mm-hmm.
and there's not pet mice and rats, but
right.
there are rodent mice and rats actually
Correct.
In the condominium
yes.
living in there?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we had
How bad does that get? Give us an idea of what you've encountered.
Really bad, because one, you have a situation where they have been collecting items. The one that comes to mind, they were collecting items. They became an extension of their body. These were their possessions, and they had a reason for keeping them all. And the rats and mice had urinated and defecated all over these items. And although some of them were brand new, we were looking at stuffed animals, paintings, oil canvas type artwork, and it was ruined unless the person wanted to send them out to be cleaned. And some of them were chewed through, and it's really sad. And these people feel that this is their home. They bought it. They paid for it. And who are you to come in and tell me, no, I have to get rid of this stuff? And in the situation, it was the association. And because it was community living and the mice and the rats were getting into other people's units, they said, hey, this is it. Or we're bringing in the attorneys and we're evicting you out of the association. So, and then we've had situations where APS has gotten involved. And
APS?
Adult Protective Services for
oh,
the
okay.
elderly.
All right. Okay.
And, you know, they're not living in great conditions, and usually a niece or a nephew or a sister will call in and say, you know, my loved one needs help, and that starts the help coming in to help them.
But so what is the process when you've got uncooperative humans?
We go in and talk with them. It takes a lot longer. Usually it's more visits, more understanding.
So you even still try to work with it then?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you sometimes able then to get through eventually?
A little bit. They're doing it begrudgingly because they want to keep their home. And so what we do is we take the items that are salvageable, and we box them up or bag them up, and they go to a storage unit. And in this situation, we cleared everything out and pulled up the carpet, the padding. I mean, it was saturated with rat and mice urine and stuff. And she had contractors come in and redid her condo. And
so some of the people, it isn't necessarily a reflection of having or having not money.
No, this person had plenty of money. And
okay, so
as
that,
a matter
okay.
of fact,
isn't
this,
that interesting?
Yeah,
isn't it really?
The association hired us and then billed her back.
And so you're able to then to help them understand. They do it begrudgingly, but you've been able to help them understand that there really isn't a choice, because they'll be evicted and kicked out unless they deal with it. So,
well, in that situation, it's not healthy living either. You know, rodent and mice feces can be detrimental to your health.
Well, of course, of course. Mm-hmm. But and you help them under. Do some people just not understand that?
Yeah, they're pretty upset at this point in time, and so the first thing that we want to do is calm them down.
Mm.
We'll get to the end result the way the condominium wants us to get there, but we're going to do it on our terms. And we're going to meet with the people, and we're going to adapt to their needs, and we're going to get them to see it that this is for a healthy way of living, and try to meet in the middle of the road, so to speak.
Good for you.
So the things that are cleanable and salvageable, you know, we poured in tons of free time just to clean them, just to give them a sense of they don't have to throw everything away.
That's great. And now, do you have many cases of you when a situation where we're not real cooperative, but you figure out a way to get it done and get them to cooperate, where you end up being called back to the same situation on down the line?
We haven't had any of those where the people weren't ready for it and we went in and cleaned up. I think that they have the fear of the people coming back.
Okay.
So we have one in Seattle that we've been trying to get a hold of for the last year. And we haven't been successful in getting a hold of her. But when we're in the area, we drive by just to see if the windows still look okay.
Oh, and this is a follow-up. Okay.
Yeah. So
more than anything, we, the relationships, people are happy and thrilled. We've changed their lives. You know, one lady in particular, I think of, she really wanted her granddaughter to be able to come over to her house. And so we went in and cleaned up and she gets to have her granddaughter now. And that's, you know, that's so much
that's
happiness.
That's really special.
And,
so that must be the reason why you do this, the big reason.
That is the big reason.
It is. You change lives.
Yes.
Really.
It is such a feel-good job. It really is. We get to help out so many people.
Well, and that's a good note to time out, except I want to say congratulations to Sammy from Seattle, who won the feline formula of Missing Link. Yeah, and I think Kathy must have been on the phone. But we can touch bases on this. Have you used or do you use the services of a psychologist or other mental health counselors? And you've said that, yes, you do.
We do.
That you have those resources and can refer out, but that you also use that to work with these people.
Absolutely.
So. All righty. We were going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Listen, thank them, support them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, I'm sorry to say we are already winding down this week's edition of our Spring Forward Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Next week you won't find me. Mike will be here, but me and Kathy will be doing other things, and Kevin and Kim will be doing the show, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive. So if you want to talk to your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other, next week is your time to call in. And fortunately, you have three whole hours to do it. So and Kim can actually carry on all of that time. So over the break time here, I introduced Mike to Ben Franklin, and he is now connected. So we will... I no doubt be having some Ben Franklin updates on Animal World from time to time. Mike seems kind of excited about this.
All I have to do is remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I won't do it now because obviously I got other things to do.
Well, you
but
know.
But maybe later.
Sure.
There's a lot to look at.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is. There is. Yeah, and Greg's a really good channel, and there's a strong connection, and it's great information. Okay, so... Now, just so you know, we're down to our last 15 minutes here, and if you have a question or comment or something you'd like to chime in with our BioClean discussion here and cleaning up messes, hoarding, animal hoarding, all of that stuff, it's time to chime in now. Local numbers 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And there's still time if you move quickly to shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. So we've got a question for Teresa, Lisa, Chris, whoever wants to answer it. What's your most common call?
Right now it's hoarding.
Really?
Yeah.
So it is the most, mm-hmm. the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Objects or animals, or does it hoarding in general?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And also a question, someone from another state find a company like yours. Is BioClean, I think you said, is around this state.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have contacts in Eastern Washington and Oregon, but what about the rest of the country?
They can go to hoarders.com. www.hoarders.com, and Corey can find them a cleanup company in their area.
And could they use that service even if it's not a hoarding situation they need
absolutely
cleanup with? Okay,
absolutely.
Because I know we've got listeners all over the country.
There's also ABRA, American Bio Recovery Association.
Oh, okay. So
they have a website as well,
and that's
ABRA.com.
And that was American
Bio Recovery
Association.
BioRecovery Association.
Yeah.
So you could probably Google that and come up with a website.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So ABRA, American BioRecovery Association.
Absolutely. Cool. And they're nationwide.
Okay, so worst case scenario you've seen in terms of animal hoarding in this area?
I would have to say it's the one gal who got sick from it, got put in the hospital.
Oh.
The gal close to us.
Mm-hmm.
She got a major infection in her hip.
She did. She ended up really sick, and in fact, they didn't think she was going to survive.
Mm.
But
what kind of animals involved?
She had birds, cats, and dogs.
Oh.
And an excessive amount. And again, she was just, you know, real kind-hearted. And
wasn't
just,
breeding, just was
no,
trying to save
No, not breeding
animals.
At all. She just
took
ended
in
up
fostering
with,
animals, mostly.
Right. Foster, strays, you know, people would know. She had a close relationship with one of her vets. And, you know, so if somebody came into the vet and said, you know, they needed a home for a cat, they would say, oh, we know someone that could probably help. You know, they didn't know that they were
feeding a hoarding situation.
Yeah, and she lived on her own, and she lives in Acreage, so she had plenty of room, but she just couldn't do it all herself. And she
how did she get sick, and what happened?
The animals pretty much took over her house. She wasn't able to maintain everything because she had too many animals. And then as she got sick, she didn't realize. She just kind of ignored her sickness until...
So what kind of sickness are we talking about?
She ended up with similar to MRSA, but it's called a sticky staph infection that invaded her body. And,
oh, wow.
Because she was...
You got Kathy's attention. Her eyes are as big as dollars in there.
Because, I mean, her house was another one of those situations where in order for us to even go in and do the cleanup, we had to wear full-face respirators because of the ammonia smell from all the urine.
Mm-hmm. And people can actually live in this and then and not be aware of it because they just are there? Or,
they get used to the smell. Plus that ammonia, that smell, once you breathe it in and day out, plays tricks on your minds. And I think that's what happens to some of these people. They don't realize what they're doing. They're not thinking clearly.
Yeah, because I'm not the greatest housekeeper in the world. But, you know, if I'm not keeping up with things, there comes a point where even I can't stand it anymore. It's,
right.
Oh, my gosh, I have to clean the house.
But she just, you know, luckily she had a neighbor who would check on her once in a while. And when she wasn't answering her phone, the neighbor went knocking on the door. And she was in pretty poor condition. So they ended up rushing her to the hospital. And
wow.
She was, through rehabs and stuff, she was in the hospital for just over 6 months.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to all of her animals and stuff?
Found homes for them, or no-kill shelters, you know, wherever they could be taken to. Any of the cat carriers, bird cages, anything that was able to clean up, we could donate to, you know, different places that needed those types of items.
And as I remember that you guys even go so far as sometimes, especially like if there's a death situation and animals left that, and if the family won't step up, that you do to help rehome the animals and take care of the animals. And I mean, you just, there seems to be no limit to what you all will do. And for most of it, you don't charge for it. You just do it out of the goodness of your heart and to serve.
Right. Yeah, we do. Kim, you know, there was a situation not too long ago where they did have some animals and none of the other family members, you know, felt that they could take them on. So, you know, trying to find homes for them because nobody wanted to just take them, you know, to a shelter if they didn't have to. So, you know, and you don't want to take them to the pound. So,
well, and I've told you and I'll tell you officially so our listeners know. I mean, we, you know, I get over the years so many pleas for, you know, lost animals, stolen animals, help with animals, rescue animals, all that sort of thing that I can't do it for everybody. I mean, that's all we do for 3 hours every week. So I do a, you know, one show a month devoted to, you know, shelters and rescues and sanctuaries and who helps the animals. But I have, and sometimes we'll do a pet of the week for, you know, different organizations. But I have told you that since you're now part of the Animal World family, and I'm so impressed with your business. I don't know that I've ever run into a business that has as bright a light shining as you do and as much love to do such a crummy job and that gives so much away and cares so much about their clients and following up and taking the time to get started and getting to know them. So anyway, I'm going on record to say that if you run into the situations where, you know, a death or whatever, there's situations or hoarding things and you are, without calling in authorities, doing the job yourself to try to rehome in place, that I'm offering you a form here. So you can let me know, and we will announce the animals, or we'll have you on the phone for a quick interview. You can tell us what's going on, so that we, as the animal family that encompasses everyone out there in radio and computer land, we can all help.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And networking, communication, that's what we need.
Well, and doesn't that bring to mind, I'm being told we didn't talk, didn't you say you've got some kind of hoarding thing coming up? What's
right.
going on?
What are you doing? We have what's called our spring clean event. And for the first time ever, we're taking applications for a needy family in a hoarding situation who needs their home cleaned free of charge.
And this is hoarding objects.
It can
or
be
animals,
any
hoarding
kind of
anything.
Hoarding.
Hoarding or collecting anything, mm-hmm. and a needy family mm-hmm. that needs help, you're going to do it for free?
Right.
We are.
Woohoo! Okay, so how do we do? Okay, you better
go to our website.
Ears open here, folks, if you know somebody.
Go to our website.
That's www.biocleanwa.com.
Right, and there's a spring clean icon on there that you can just click on. It'll take you right to the application. Fill it out and submit it to us, and we're going to pick someone. And the event's scheduled for the end of April, April 27th, and we're going to be taking care of that. We're working off of donations and sponsors and volunteers strictly to go in and help out these people. And we're going to try to do everything we can possibly do depending on what they need.
How cool is that? That's really special. So, folks, if you can't write it down, don't worry about it. When you get home, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, look for the BioClean logo link on the homepage. Click on that, and then you're looking for Spring Clean.
Yes.
To click on, mm-hmm. and this is a contest, so to speak. You're accepting applications for anyone who is in need.
Right. So if the hoarder themselves can be applying, or friends or family, if they know of someone that needs help, they can apply. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And as I'm I actually have, and this is anywhere in Western Washington?
Correct.
Western Washington. Mm-hmm. I have some clients in mind.
Oh, good.
So
yeah.
I think I will be contacting them to see if, because that would, or, you
please
know.
Please do.
Yeah.
It will be a little abnormal for us in that we'll have volunteers there and stuff. So it wouldn't, there will be more people in addition to our normal crew. So it might be a little more hoopla, so to speak, than what a normal job would be for us, just because we're going to try to get a lot of work done in a short amount of time. But
we're going to do it without exploiting the family.
Yeah.
We're still going to care for them, wrap our tender arms around them, protect them mm-hmm. from the media. The media will be there, but they'll be focused on us and not the family of what we're doing for the community. But we have different types of disposal companies already committed to bringing out their trucks, their dumpsters.
People to provide meals for the crew, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's
wow, how cool
really
people are really wanting to help.
So yeah, it's going to be a neat. Wonderful community event.
So this is Western Washington, folks, and this is any kind of hoarding or collecting object or animal situation for needy people involved. You got a gazillion bucks in your bank account, well, you don't qualify.
Exactly.
now, they'll still help you. I mean, you can call them, but for their regular services, you can pay them. But as you can hear from these gals, they give their hearts away. And they do, this company has a heart, has a glowing light. They are truly have been called and they serve. So if you know of someone that needs help, this is a phenomenal service. And thank you for doing that. That's
sure.
really great.
Thanks
so anything you want to leave everybody with? Any thoughts for the day or the
In
the
a time of need,
hand?
Call us. We're
yeah.
here 24/7, no
One
extra
One more
charge.
Time, to remind us of all the different things, all the different bases that you cover.
So we cover suicides, homicides, decomposed bodies, meth labs, meth contaminated property or any other type of drug property, hoarding, mold, sewage, flooding, and storm damage.
Transient encampments. And we also take care of our law enforcement personnel.
Now, you didn't mention fire and smoke damage. Is that
no.
not some? Okay, so that was on purpose. You don't do that.
Nope.
Somebody else does that.
Nope. We take care of public facilities, law enforcement vehicles, holding cells. And so we're making sure that even the law enforcement's protected and guaranteed clean cars.
Mike.
I have a question, and I apologize if it's already been asked. But how did you get the fortitude to do this, and particularly with a decomposed body? How did you mentally and psychologically and emotionally prepare yourself, or how do you prepare yourself to deal with that kind of a situation?
You know, I think that I just look at it as I'm saving the families from being traumatized twice to having to clean it up themselves. So I can go in with blinders on, so to speak, because I don't know the person. I don't want to know.
You're
much.
Unattached and
right.
Stay unattached.
Exactly. And so I go in and remove the unpleasant reminder. So I stay pretty focused on that and know that I'm walking into an unpleasant negative atmosphere, if you will. And I know who my maker is, so I'm able to go in and help these families out. And like I said before, it really feels
takes
good.
A very strong, very connected to source.
Yeah, that's incredible.
To be able to do this. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you for serving. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for becoming part of the Animal World family. And now we're going to do what we can do to support. So remember, folks, if you know somebody in need, there's this spring clean special. And if you need help, and you can always call Chris to find out and get some coaching if you need it. It is BioClean. You can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the BioClean link on the homepage to get to their website, or you can go there directly, www.BioCleanWA.com, and you can give them a call at 888-412-6300. Remember the one, 888-412-6300. Thank you so much, Teresa, Lisa, Chris, and we look forward to having you on again, and because you're going to be a member of the family for a long time, and of course, you're going to let us know when you need help placing animals, you doing these helping people, we will help you too.
Thank you.
Thanks All right. for having us.
Thank now, you. You guys stay tuned for a full encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis from 12 to 1, and then from 1 to 2, a full encore presentation of The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And then I don't know what's happening, but that's the important stuff. And then next week, it's the third Sunday. I'm going to Temple. Kevin and Kim will be here, Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, open phone line so Kim can help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. So be here for that. I'll be back in 2 weeks. It's our bonus show because it's a five Sunday month. So it's the fourth Sunday of a five Sunday month. I'm not sure what we're going to do. I'm either going to have a vet Sunday with a veterinary specialist, and that'll be really cool. Or we'll do some acutonics, or we'll do behavior training, healing stuff with me. You know, we'll do something. I'll be here. And you know, I don't have any, y'all know I can talk. So and we'll have fun no matter. We might be talking to Ben. That's what we'll do. We could talk. Ooh, hey, I want to hear from you guys. Would you like Ben on the air? I get Greg in the studio here. He's local. Get him to come in and channel Ben. Would you like that? Mike? All right, cool. All right, got to go. As always, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. Thanks, Mike, Kathy, and I will talk to you in two.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.